Our in-depth guest today is Mary Desch, author, under the pen name M.M. Desch, of the new novel Tangled Darkness. The book is a psychological thriller featuring a woman psychiatrist, which just so happens to be Mary's longtime profession. The character Leslie Schoen finds herself in the middle of an investigation into missing prescription opioids, as well as a murder, and she's the prime suspect in both cases. Tangled Darkness is Mary's first novel and was shortlisted for the 2023 Chanticleer Clue Book Awards. In the words of writer Susie Vitello, Desch deftly weaves a tale of deceit and reckoning. This psychological labyrinth is a gripping page-turner. Well, Mary, first, congratulations on Tangled Darkness, your debut novel, which releases tomorrow, July 15th. It must be very gratifying to see it in print.
Oh my gosh, I can't tell you. It feels fantastic.
Now, it's been a long journey to the novel's publication, and it starts with what I read, your love of crime and detective fiction, going back to reading Alfred Hitchcock's Mystery Magazine as a kid. My parents loved that. We got that, plus Ellery Queen, and my mom never missed an episode of Perry Mason, so I know the feeling. You wrote a blog post on the topic, A Debut Author's Perspective on the Thriller Genre's Enduring Appeal. What's the appeal for you?
You know, it's that question, what is happening here? And I just love the puzzle quality of that.
Oh yeah, figuring it out.
Yeah, and I tend to go for the character-driven, character-rich thrillers when I'm reading. And so it's always a study in personality, psychology of the characters. And that's, of course, right up my alley.
Now, from your love of crime fiction, and this is where the right up your alley comes in, you took a bit of a detour working as a psychiatrist, specializing in addiction for over three decades. Why this path, though I think psychiatry involves a certain amount of detective work?
Well, it really does. Do you know, medical doctors were very important to my family as I was growing up. I was one of seven kids, and three of the kids had cystic fibrosis, which is a very difficult condition. Many children don't survive. And so the family doctor's visit to the house was crucial. And so I felt like I wanted a crucial job. And by age 12, I determined I was going to go to medical school. But once I got there, you know, I was speculating, do I really want to be in primary care? And then I got on this psychiatry rotation at the Veterans Hospital in Omaha. And I tell you, I was just enthralled. I was, what's the word? I was just fascinated by how the differences in people showed up and why. And so that just led me right into psychiatry.
Wow, that was quick. So that pretty much sparked your entire career, just that very first experience with psychiatry.
Yeah, it was amazing. There was more to it. I felt very home or at home amongst the people that worked in mental health, behavioral health care. I came from a family with mental health conditions, and, you know, where several members had mental health conditions. And that was also fascinating to me. You know, what was the underpinnings of why one person might land in a severe depression, but another person in similar circumstances didn't? And so I just really wanted to understand. And I think part of it was I wanted to help my family members. I wanted to learn as much as I could so I could be helpful.
While practicing psychiatry during those three decades, were you also writing on the side, fiction or nonfiction?
I wasn't writing fiction. I was writing in my journal. And probably by my early 30s, I discovered the power of journaling. Like, for example, setting out at the beginning of the day what's on your mind or what you have in mind to achieve or to pursue, and then following how, now the language is setting your intention, tended to unfold. Journaling just grew into a habit of mine, sometimes more, sometimes less, But I did not write creative fiction until I retired from practicing medicine. I wrote all kinds of medical reports. I can't even count, but those didn't count.
No, they're not fictional, hopefully.
Right.
Now, of course, all that great experience and knowledge of what you call on your blog, the complexities of the human psyche, led you to writing the new book. When did you start on the manuscript, and what was your initial idea for what became Tangled Darkness?
I finally decided I'm hanging up medicine. It was December 2019. Interesting timing, right before COVID. And I had bought this book. I bought two books. They were used books, one for me, one for my wife, Liz. And I showed her the book that I got for her, and she went, I don't think I really want to go for that. Isn't that like 10 years old? And the title of the book was Soul Contracts, something like Realizing Your Divine Potential or something like that, by Carolyn Mace, who's a fantastic
Oh,
author.
I know her. I've read some of her work, yes.
Yeah, she's such a spiritual guru. And so I started leafing through it and I thought, I'm going to read this. This is perfect for me because I'm in this transition. And what appealed to me too was there was a huge journaling project associated with the book, all these questions. So as I was journaling out and discovering my personal archetypes, all of a sudden characters started to appear in my journaling. And I just got this idea I could write. Now, this was as the COVID lock, it was right before the lockdown. And then when the lockdown happened, just a few days later, I talked with Liz about my idea of writing a murder mystery. And I wanted to set it in a mental health clinic. I wanted it to be a small group practice. I wanted to build on the foundation of what I had been through in life. I had invited her to be part of the project, and she, respectfully declined, but supported me in my idea, and that's how it got started.
I love you, but you're on your own.
Yeah.
Now, I found the writing very polished, especially for a debut novel, and the story was a real page turner. I mean, every blurb I've read says the same thing, and I have to agree. How'd you ramp up on writing a longer work of fiction, well, going from journal writing to fiction writing, and what resources did you have here in Portland?
That was such a learning project and still is. I was so fortunate to run into many people who are helpful. For example, Angela M. Sanders is a author who's written a couple of murder mystery series, and I'm trying to remember how I got hooked up with her, but I met with her and she told me about Sisters in Crime. And I later joined in a critique group with her. It was kind of a bunch of non-coincidences of how I began to get help. And I had also had this longtime friend, Diane Greenwood, who's now working on publishing, I think, her fourth novel.
Yeah, I've interviewed her for two of the books.
Yeah, and she's fantastic. I just love her. She's been writing for 30 years. She's just such a good friend, and she was very encouraging. She read my beginning pages, the first 60 pages, the first draft, and it was incredible. The feedback she gave me just encouraged me to keep going. Lots of resources. I could go on.
Well, you mentioned a few in the acknowledgments, and some I've interviewed: Laura Stanfill, Diane. You mentioned Nancy Townsley, Susie Vitello, Michael Keefe. So I know there's a real sense of community here, and you got involved with that. The lead character is Leslie Schoen. She's a psychiatrist with a focus on, quote, legally connected mental health cases, which include opioid addiction, and she's a recovering alcoholic, now married to Izzy. You mentioned your wife is named Liz, by the way.
Yeah.
There's little similarity. Who's pregnant with their first child? And there's an element of Leslie, of course, in your own experience.
Oh, there's a lot of my personal experience that laid the foundation for the character of Leslie. The setup in the small mental health group practice, the lesbian psychiatrist who's married, her interest, her side interest in Forensic psychiatry or medical legal cases was an interest of mine towards the latter half or in the latter half of my career in psychiatry. So we have many things in common. And then I started to create.
I was also going to mention the setting, which is right here in Portland. And of course, it has to do with opioids and opioid addiction, and turns out to be a crime syndicate selling stolen prescription opioids. We definitely have a problem in the city with illegal drugs, a growing problem. One character in the book, she's a medical examiner, tells Leslie that over the last 4 years in Multnomah County, opioid-related fatalities increased by more than 25%. And she adds that's after a 30% drop in the previous time frame. Mary, you didn't make up those figures for the book. That's
No,
reality there.
I researched it, and unfortunately, it's so sad to see that the opiate addiction problem just continues to surround us all. All you have to do is, go outside, go to your neighborhood downtown area, go to a neighborhood park, and you can spot who is struggling with addiction. And you can also struggle, or you can also spot who's struggling with, let's say, meth versus fentanyl. So it's just a heartbreaking problem. I tell you, back in my days of practicing, when Suboxone first came out, I thought this is going to be great because then I was doing a lot of hospital consults and opiate addicted patients would get admitted to the medical hospital because of abscess or overdose or whatever. And then they'd call in the psychiatry consult, help this person, And I thought, okay, they're going to be landing in withdrawal really soon here. If I could use Suboxone in the hospital, that would be fantastic. So I got credentialed to use Suboxone. A long story made shorter. Not long afterwards, a DEA agent showed up in my outpatient office to say, I'm here to investigate your Suboxone practice. So that whole thread in the book is really based on a personal experience.
Yeah, I was interested in that because, of course, you had the background in addiction counseling and the opioid problem, and then you had this incident with the DEA agent. But the book also has characters in the Portland police, medical examiners, even a Mexican drug syndicate. Two very shady characters. How'd you go about doing that research?
Well, with the detectives and police procedure, I had three key areas. One, a good friend who's a retired police commander. We met back in Phoenix. She was actually a neighbor of Liz and mine, and she was one of Liz's personal training clients. And Marty now lives in Ohio and is still a very good friend of ours. So Marty Burkett listened to many of my questions about police procedure and answered a lot of questions. And then this organization, Sisters in Crime, had a week-long intensive workshop on crime scene analysis that was run by a former FBI agent. And so that was extremely helpful.
Wow, what a great background.
Yeah, then finally, the forensic part of it, the pathology and the coroner's view and all of that. I have a sister who's a pathologist. So I was calling my sister quite a lot about those events in the book.
It gives the story a lot of credibility. I have one last question, Mary. You previously published a novella, Lethal Loyalty,
Yes.
which your website describes as setting up book two in the Portland Murders series. That book's titled Play Me Once, Tangled Darkness is book one. Can you tell us about the series and how the stories connect, and how many books you plan in the series?
Yeah, so far I have Play Me Once in first draft and ready for edits. I have book three ready in outline form. Yeah, my idea was to try to emulate Tana French as much as I could. Her first four books became the Dublin Murder series. And how she did it was she would take a character from book one, let's say, and who was more of a minor character or not in the forefront, and then make that character the protagonist in book two. So what I'm doing with Tangled Darkness, you'll remember in reading, there were several references to Leslie's second cousin Grace, and the book
Oh,
ends.
that's how the book ends. She calls Grace.
The
Yeah.
book ends with her calling Grace. So in book two, Grace is the protagonist.
Ah.
Oh, and Leslie and her mother-in-law will be part of the book.
Oh, okay. So we haven't seen the last of Leslie Shone.
No, and Leslie has a much larger role in book three, as does Detective Davis. Detective Davis will be the protagonist in book three.
Oh, great, because you kind of fall in love with the characters, or certain of them. Certain you're happy to see go in one way or another.
Right. And you definitely want to know, what about the baby that Izzy's about to deliver? So I have to follow up with that as well.
Well, Mary, thanks so much for talking with us about Tangled Darkness. And you'll be launching the book Thursday, July 24th, 7 p.m. at Portland's Annie Bloom's Books. And we'll mention all that information in the close. So, again, many thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
We've been talking with Mary Desch, author under the pen name M.M. Desch, of the new novel Tangled Darkness. Mary will be launching the book Thursday, July 24th, 7 p.m., at Portland's Annie Bloom's Books, 7834 Southwest Capitol Highway. You can find out more about Mary, her work, and all her upcoming events online at mary-desch.com. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.